time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Hello and good evening to you all. This is Live and Direct. Minnie Simmons are joining us in studio. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Sweet. I will just pop around the room and do a little intro, a little sneaky intro, and a little sneaky what you're playing tonight, instrument-wise.
Okay, first up, I'm Zach. I'm singing and playing a bit of harmonica tonight.
And I'm Brad, and I'm going to sing and play some guitar.
My name is Yoni Yahel, and I am the drummer.
My name is Jesse, stepping a bit of the bass.
Bit of a classic four-piece fucking band, eh? Holy shit, that's good stuff. Zach and Jesse, you two are brothers, and you grew up with Yoni performing in a rock band at Taupaki School. Is that correct?
Yeah, bits and pieces. Yeah. Jess and Yon played together a bit. I was, I think, a little jump older, but yeah.
Was that at, was that primary buzz or high school? What was that? That was
probably primary. Like 11, 12 years old.
That's so loose, eh? That's like, I grew up out that way as well, and that's like classic vibes, eh?
whereabouts do you grow up?
Like out Waimoku, Helensville, Kaipara way, yeah. How was that? What was it like doing that was that just a natural thing that just came when you were at primary?
My mum was the music teacher there, so, and she met Jesse and Zach's father, who was just real into like rock and roll pretty much, and yeah, I guess she just thought being a teacher was a good thing for kids our age to be doing.
Did you do like covers, Buzz, or was it like jamming? What was it like?
Mainly covers. That actually, the last band I was in, I think Jesse and Zach had left primary school at that stage, but we actually did do the originals and record them even.
Nice.
And I think the band was called Boom Slide.
It's a loose one.
Our staple was pretty much like real poor Hendrix covers. So our first song is Wild Thing.
Mint. And that was like, I guess, potentially early beginnings to rock and roll. But was that always like a huge part of your growing up, that kind of buzz?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for all of us, Brad as well.
For sure, yeah.
What kind of, come on, plug some bands. What were you tuning into at the time?
Back then?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, one of the first songs we covered was Riders of the Storm by the Doors. So I got into them pretty heavy then.
Yeah, heavily influenced by the parents, I guess. Our old man was heavily into Lynyrd Skynyrd, Cream. Yeah, loved a bit of guitar. Eric Clapton.
I can just imagine you guys in like the local town hall just like ripping into it. Hey, that would have been crazy.
That's exactly what it was, but we were all stiff as boards.
We did my mum did put on one night, which was the big night out, and actually had Don McGlashan come.
Ooh.
And I didn't play, but I think Zach was in the band that opened for Don McGlashan, which is, he's, you know, that's New Zealand royalty, music royalty there.
Tight, you can use that, use that stuff.
Halfway down Dominion Road, baby.
And so you guys joined forces with Brad to form the band, and Brad obviously previously in two cartoons as well as Flamingo Pier. How's that been? Joining forces so far, because two cartoons is, it's kind of similar but a bit different as well. What's it been like so far?
I jumped into with these guys. They came back from a surf trip through Central America, and they decided over there that they were going to make a band.
Can you talk about that? Because
you probably need to give a little bit of background. That, you guys that were on the trip.
That's some truly buzzy stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
hey?
Yeah. Go on, go to the 5
minute. I get told off if I talk about it.
Yoni blew it already on a radio station once, so he won't talk. no, but we were on a trip through Central America surfing. And we were really worried about coming back home and just going back to our jobs and, yeah, living a pretty straight life.
Mm.
But we got really excited and decided we were going to make a band and wrote a couple of campfire songs. And then when we got home, we were like, holy shit, what are we going to do? We're three guys that haven't played music since we were 11. and I'd been all the way through uni with Brad, and I knew they'd just come back from England with two cartoons. So we got Brad on board, and the rest is history, I guess.
Rest is history. Yeah.
I got accosted at a BYO when these guys came back. It was like Zach's welcome home BYO. He's like, oh, we're starting a band. Do you know any guitarists? And I was like, yeah, well, like, we're kind of mellow with two cartoons at the moment. I'll play guitar. And Yoni's like, "Oh, are you gonna be good enough?" Like,
I don't remember this. Yeah, by the way.
This is after Jesse had like thrown up on the table before the food came out. It was disastrous.
That's a classic start of starting of a band, right there, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pukes flying, people are thrown fists, and you're like, "Oh, I want to be in a band, guys."
Like, pretty much, yeah. And then it was like, "Yeah, I'll be in your band, but we're not gonna be a reggae band. Like, that's not happening. That's my one condition." And they were like, "Okay, sweet." So, we did like blues rock and roll instead.
Yeah, thoroughly avoided that. Eh? Yeah. Talk a bit about your writing process. Like, how does that go about in terms of the band writing songs, I guess?
I mean, like the first few songs from the first EP is like they wrote on the surf trip with no instruments. So that was pretty loose. But then we started jamming at Jess and Yoni's place. So it was a lot of like, just really just jamming and writing like that. And then I write a lot on my own and bring songs to the band. And I think everyone's almost written songs on their own and brought them to the band. Mm. And we kind of flesh them out.
That's nice. It's a mixed vibe, which is cool. A little bit of creative intake. Yeah. Here and there
by the end of the song, it's usually been touched by
everyone. Yeah. Mm. I mean, we're super lucky. We essentially have like 4 songwriters in the band. So,
and that's the thing, it's pretty good. Forms the band as a collective form the songs, which I guess make them what they are.
Yeah, essentially. Totally.
Yeah.
Nice. Brad obviously has a very strong hand in a lot of the bass of it, and then when he brings it in, it kind of goes so much better when we all have a little bit of input and build on it, because he's got such a strong bass and being able to write already.
Definitely.
But then we bring something weird to it.
Speaking of tracks, you guys have got an album coming out soon, 5th of July, is that right?
That's right.
Nice.
2 days. Yeah.
That's pretty soon, tell you what. First album also to be pressed at Holiday Records.
To be pressed in New Zealand.
Down the way.
In 30 plus years, even.
How does that feel? How does it feel knowing that this has been the first New Zealand press record out of New Zealand, like coming out of New Zealand in, you know, ages? How does it feel?
It's pretty cool. I mean, we're super lucky that the timing worked out really well with us finishing up the recording. And we knew Wally, one of the guys from Holiday Records from uni.
Mm, I was going to say, if you were close with them at all.
Yeah. So we knew him, and he was like, "Oh, we're going to start up this record press." And we're like, "Oh, shit, that sounds pretty good." And like, "Oh, when are you guys going to be up and running?" And it was like, "Oh, that's going to be perfect timing for us." So we basically were like, "Let us be the first band. Like, we're going to be the first one."
People are frothing at them, way.
Basically, yeah, that's, totally.
There's been a need for it for years, and
definitely.
Like, especially for people who are wanting to get into physical releases, it's just been impossible, or just really expensive.
And it's made such a strong comeback. Like, everybody's very excited about it.
Mm.
And yeah, for anyone that hasn't been already, definitely get down to Holiday Records, go and check out their new press. Yeah. And they've got an amazing selection of vinyl in there too.
They come on Friday afternoon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're doing a listen party for the release of the album.
Yeah.
So it'll just be free beers and can grab a vinyl. Mm. And we'll be playing a little acoustic set as well, which we very rarely do.
Yeah.
So. And it's just a great space they got there, right?
It's cool.
Super nice.
Yeah, you can see the press and everything.
Are you pressing on classic black vinyl?
We went super classic.
It's the cheapest as well.
That was definitely part of it.
We won't say that. We'll just say classic.
I don't think we were ever really tempted to colourify it.
Mm.
Maybe an earthy brown.
Maybe like the second or third run. If this goes really well, then we could do a colour. But like,
they have like Coke bottle clay, you'll go like beer bottle brown.
That'd be good. Yeah. DB Brown.
There we go. And you guys are playing some live shows as well for the release. Whereabouts are you playing? What are the dates for those?
So we kick off next Friday in Dunedin. We're playing Starters Bar. And then the following night in Christchurch. Darkroom in Christchurch. And then the weekend after, we're up in Wellington at Caroline. And then the weekend after that, on the Friday, the 26th, we're up here in Auckland at Galatos. And then we've got a little break, and we'll be down on the Mount at Totra Street.
Nice.
What's that? That's the 16th of August. Yeah.
Got support access or Stoodicam. Nice. Do you want to say those, or
we've
just
got,
keep it secret?
In Dunedin, we've got Moon Monsoon, local band down there. In Christchurch, Dolphin Friendly, who we played at Rhythm and Vines and Tides. And Wellington, new band called Pass the Peas. And then for Auckland and the Mount, we've got Joe Gatt, who played with Arthur Arbez.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, nice. His new thing, so it should be pretty sweet.
Sweet. What can people expect? What's like the ultimate Minnie Simmons show?
The Auckland show is going to be pretty special. We're gonna pull out a couple of special guests and sort of expand the sound a bit. So it'll be the sort of deluxe version, I guess.
I think most of them, it's just like a pretty good party. You know what I mean? Even if you don't really aren't super into rock and roll yet, say.
I like the clarification.
Yeah, you'll have a good time. Like we have a great time. So, I mean, I think it's hard not to enjoy. In good. My very unbiased opinion.
Good times all around, eh? Sweet.
Totally.
Hey, you guys are gonna play some live songs for us, and that's gonna be a bloody time.
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming up. It's been a pleasure having you here, and thanks for having a chat.
Thanks, Kitty.
If they want to,
thank you very much for having us.
No worries. If they want to, listeners want to go and check out your stuff, where can they go?
It's all up on Spotify, or iTunes, or Bandcamp, all of the usual places, even YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah. As we said, this Friday is the album release, so yeah, the album will be live.
All the tracks
from midnight.
Nice. Yeah. And head along to Holiday Records as well if you want a little sneaky beer and a little listen.
Yeah, from 6 o'clock Friday evening.
Mm-hmm. Tight. All right, guys, I'll get you to pop through to the lounge and we'll hear some tracks.
Thank you.
Thanks again. This is live and direct here on 95 BFM Freak the Sheep. We've got Minnie Simmons now doing some steps, making a little walk to the BFM lounge. Going to be playing three tracks for us, and it's going to be all the rock and roll vibes, I tell you what. So get prepared, crank that little transistor radio up in your house, and... have a little boogie. Come on, it's a Wednesday night, and you know you're going to have a little boogie to some good old rock and roll. And yeah, their album is coming out on the 5th of July, and that is a Friday. So if you're around, if you want to grab it online or grab a physical copy, of course, as we just said before. The first record to be pressed in New Zealand in I don't know how many years. Well, it's been a while. At good old Holiday Records, so grab a copy. You know, support some local artists. We're going to cross now to the lounge. Can you hear me out there, guys? We're getting set up and a little bit of tuning going on.
Rolls down your tears. See if the seven days change.
this next song's Brad's concoction. It's called When It Rains, It Pours. Song's called some French song for our fields, in fact.
Gotta be French. Gotta be French.
A quick guitar change. Sorry about that.
We'll forgive you.
Thanks for him doing sound, by the way. Loving it, man.
Thank you.
You've just been listening to three tracks performed by Minnie Simmons. Thanks again, guys.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Hello!